This recording is labeled explicit, but your audience's only parental discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Cece. That's short for Sabrina. I'm so offended. I am so offended. You disrespect everybody. You always saying the N-word, white bitches, hoes, nappy-headed hoes, all that. And you is just ignorant. I don't even know why I listen to your show. You ain't no doctor anyway. You ain't got no stethoscope, so forget you and your rude ass show. Oh yeah, I'd like to get a shout out to Shavor in the 215 and Shanika in the 718.
This is the rude guy checking in from Maui, and this is the show with something to offend everybody.
Zuma Dog coming to you all the way from the west side, Venice Beach, California, y'all. You got my good friend Dr. Mo on the Danger Zone show. You feel me, though?
Hello, bitches. This is Dr. Mo. Welcome to the Danger Zone.
Check out RoppongiHills.com. That's RoppongiHills.com. Check it out. You could probably find yourself a nice apartment. The place is expensive out there?
Expensive is not even the word. It's hard. Expensive, broke, just be homeless. You're better off being homeless. Oh my gosh, it's so expensive to live there. Wow. In Tokyo, period. I'm talking about living in what you're used to having space to turn around and lay down. It's expensive to live.
I'm looking at their movie theater, the Toho Cinemas in Roppongi Hills.
Oh yes, I think they have a discount.
I think it's huge. You have a discount for them?
No, for ladies. I think they have special days. Like ladies get in for $10. Oh yeah, because movies out here are ridiculous too.
Do they get American movies quick?
Yes, they do. Yeah, Spider-Man came here for their opening premiere.
Wow.
And supposedly he catapulted from that building to another one, or Midtown. If you go to Midtown Tokyo's website, you'll get to see that one. So they get the movie openings out here. The cast flies out and all that stuff.
Wow. That's amazing. I just think it's amazing the way a lot of American celebrities go over to Japan and do stuff there.
Because they get mad love. Like, y'all do not know a fan. Until you have a Japanese fan base, you do not know.
So they love everybody, not just Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they love everybody.
I gotta get to Japan. What can I do in Japan, Daewoo?
Sing something.
Oh, shit. Sing?
Rap, dance. In just one song, whatever you want to do.
But do I have to sing in Japanese?
No, you don't. Mm-mm. I suggest doing reggae songs. Learning some dances would be nice. They're attracted to that. Rock and roll is always good. Even if you don't speak Japanese, just get your band together. I told my friend I'm going to play tambourine in his band.
Tambourine?
Shake a tambourine and call it the Eve. Yes, I told him I was going to play tambourine.
I'm a good cowbell guy if you need one.
Thank you. The triangle. You know, something simple. I'm not really good with the instrument.
I know. You're not instrumentally inclined, is that it?
No.
Hey, I was going to ask you something. I don't know if I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for speaking with me. I wanted to ask you, do you know where I can get like some beats, some hip-hop beats?
Hip-hop beats. Do you use LimeWire or any other downloading type?
I used to use Kazaa, but it was just virus-prone.
Well, I use LimeWire now, and you can, I guess, type in instrumentals there. And wait a minute. Are you in New York? Where are you?
Yeah.
Can't you get the instrumental CDs?
I probably can.
Where? Holla at Harlem, the African Bulls. with the sheets out, with the CDs. Yeah, check with one of these. They got them. I need some of those. Yeah, those are the best instrumental CDs. They got everything on.
There you are. I want to check them out. I'm going to go into the city and see if I can get me one.
And I'm about to tell you, I like that song that you... That's what stuck in my head. That little Miami-sounding Congolese, Brazilian, Colombian song that you play, the first track, but it's house because it got somebody singing over it. Sound like a gay dude. Like I could just see myself in a gay club with a light stick.
Yeah.
That song. I like that song.
Oh, yeah, the club song?
Yeah, it's like the first one, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But it sounds like a Brazilian fusion restaurant. Like I'm going up in somewhere.
Look at you.
What?
Brazilian fusion restaurant music. That's hot.
That's specifically what I felt like when I listened to it.
My goodness.
Like it's
I'm
like it
sorry.
Turned to a lounge at night. I must have been there. I'm sorry.
You must have. You
were,
I know you
that
were
song put me somewhere.
You were hungry or something. My goodness. Speaking of food, I'm starving. But yeah, I'm glad you like it. That's a pretty gay song.
Yeah, I do. I really like that song.
And good. I like it too.
Oh, can you please take off that intro to that show that I hate because it reminds me of him screaming over and over again.
Was that
CSI?
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. And I cannot believe that guy. I'm so upset at it. That's why I put the music on. But it's a good band, though. It's a great band. And I'm so ashamed that that great song is associated with this dumbass.
What's your fault? Because you played all those clips for like 5 minutes in a row of his intros, so I am scarred for life.
I know, I'm
that
sorry.
Screaming
you
segment.
Should be.
So every time I listen to your show, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, you know,
there goes that screaming.
People hear it. Yeah. People hear it. It's nuts. I'm not responsible. I'm sorry. It is entertainment, but I like it though. The guy just drives me nuts. What do you think about the rude guy from Maui?
I like his voice. Even I look forward to hearing that. But you should change it if you don't want it to be a signature because I expect to hear him. But then he also is my time marker for the scream. So I'm a little scared of him too because like now I'm kind of, you know, associated, guilty by association.
As soon as you know he's going to, as soon as he says to offend everybody, here's that scream coming around that corner. You're like, oh my god, I'm going
to
kill this guy.
To offend everybody. I really love that part because you are offensive. I cannot wait to do this job for you. It's so funny.
I cannot wait for that. I want to thank you, Dabu, for being on the show again. We're probably going to do a 3 or 4-parter on this one.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously. We'll see.
Are you leaving? Are you going on vacation?
Yeah, I am, but in August.
When?
August 5th to the 15th. I'm going to the Caribbean.
Oh, my gosh. I've never been. To bone the never Cuban been. Black girls. You are so disrespectful.
Shut
I that show
up.
Today. Like, oh, my gosh.
Don't say
like,
that.
Kill him.
Don't say that.
I'm going to kill him. That is what I was saying the whole show. Like, oh, my gosh.
Don't be a hater.
Crazy.
Just be a participator. You know, hey, listen, I mean, the commercials, what do you want me to do? The ads are saying it all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Come on down.
Are you going, where are you going to? Is this a cruise?
I'm going
to
Cuba.
Are you going to Triangle? Are you going to Cuba? Oh my gosh, you have got to find Tupac. Tell him I love him and tell him to come back. Oh,
he is not in Cuba.
Is
Who
Fidel
told you he's in Cuba? Fidel is over there.
He's there too.
He's dying though.
Is that his... Tell Fidel, hurry up. Pull his plug. Oh, my gosh. Like, hello. That is another country that I need to open up. Can we patch and amend ourselves? I didn't even know we could go to Cuba. We could visit Cuba.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. I wish I was going to Cuba to bang a Cuban black girl.
Gosh, I want to go to Cuba so bad. Can we please get that together?
I don't know
That's
what the problem
issue.
You know what the problem
on.
Is?
What's that, the Bay of Pigs?
Yeah.
Old stuff?
The Bay of Pigs. I mean, there's no more pigs there. I mean, come on. You could open it up. I think it was this whole thing about, you know, the Americans came in and tried to start a revolution, and they got some people killed, and they fucked up, and then they left. So, you know, they weren't prepared to take over that thing. So, The Fidel people.
Ah, sounds something familiar.
I'm telling you, they weren't prepared, and they lost it. The CIA lost it, and the Fidel's people took over. Now, Fidel's about to croak. He's going to kick it in a minute.
But I heard, who's coming? His brother?
His brother, Raul Castro.
But his brother's like him, right?
Yeah, well, kind of. He's been the head of the military, but his wife died, just died, so who knows? He might change.
Oh my God.
Well, he's probably, you know, right behind her anyway. So somebody, you got to figure it out, right? Somebody else is going to have to take over. And that person is probably going to be.
Somebody take over.
Who changes Cuba. I'd love to go to Cuba. Love Cuba. Cuba's
so
beautiful.
So want to come. The tourism, the youth. This is a new generation.
Yeah,
okay?
It is. Peace, they got to open it up.
You Cubanos, because we just trying to smoke cigars. I don't even smoke. I just want to smoke one just because I can't.
I'm telling
like,
you.
Like, please.
Can we, open it up.
Please.
Yeah, you could always go to the other Caribbean islands, and under the CARICOM Union, which is the Caribbean Union of Nations.
You better teach.
Yeah, you know
say
what I mean?
Something.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying, So, you know, the CARICOM, you get Cuban cigars on the in the Caribbean, which is great. So, if you go to Caribbean, you can get Cuban cigars. And
if you're out here, you go to Thailand, you can get Cuban cigars.
Thailand? You can't get them in Japan?
No, we couldn't even bring them back to Japan. Look at us. We were really about to bring some. They're like, no, you go to jail. Because why? Probably because Japan is friends with who?
America.
Right. Goodbye.
Exactly.
I couldn't believe that, though. I was like, we can't take them to Japan. Are you sure? Are you sure?
That's a shame. I'm not happy about that.
I'm not. They're not either.
I'm going to...
Don't worry.
I'm going to St. Martin, which is an island in the Caribbean, half French, half Dutch. I'm staying on the French side.
Why? After you educated me today that the French has a new so-and-so.
New president.
So they don't hate us anymore? Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're not. I mean, the guy is on our side, definitely. He's with us.
He's with us. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, congratulations on that. I was so happy to hear that, too.
Yes.
You said he was the first.
Did you hear about Jacques Chirac? Some of the things he said?
I heard what you said he said. I didn't even know this story. I didn't know anything. I don't look at France. I know they're real prejudiced. I don't know anything else about France.
Them the Americans. We helped you, bitches. We helped you when the Krauts were coming down with panzers and they were about to stick them in your asses. We helped you. You better say thank you, you bastards. And I guess they're not so happy. But this guy, Sarkozy, is definitely friend of America. So you're going to see some changes there, which might not come across nice to the French people. You know they got a lot of problems with young Muslim kids from North Africa immigrating into France.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah,
you know, those,
and I'm so fight the power with
those
them.
Those are their black people. And they have a big, but like pre-civil rights or civil rights. And it's going nuts because, you know, cars are burning every night in some of these Paris neighborhoods.
And that
suburbs.
Is right. Fight the power. Break up Europe and all that.
They're fighting.
Oh, this is my country.
And so this guy, if he's friend to America, to think about it, you know, he could now start a whole French Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. He's going to say, well, Bush is doing it. We're friends with them. Let's do a Le Patriot Act. And they're going to do it. And
speaking of the Muslims, I'm sorry.
Speaking of the Muslims, oh my
Arab
God.
Arab guy, that Muslim guy in Lost, he is fine. Oh my gosh. Am I the only one that thinks that?
I am sorry.
I told you I'm on season one.
You are the only one. Are you watching Lost really?
Oh.
What's his name? He's an Iraqi terrorist or something?
Yes, he is so fine to me. I was like, he is beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Well, you know he's gay in real life. You know that, right? So forget about it.
Oh my gosh. Shut up. Shut up. Could you have waited until I was done with the season? Why is he gay? Why? You're lying.
Because he's in Hollywood.
Damn it. He's really American too, isn't he?
He is. He's like a mix, though. No, he's like an Arab mix.
Is that a real accent?
No.
Oh, he's good.
He's British or some shit. Not American.
Oh, he is good, and he is fine, and he better, what?
You gonna get some what? Terrorist loving? Is that what you're gonna do? You better watch
Look,
it.
He is fine, okay?
All right.
He is fine.
You better make sure he doesn't have any roadside bombs, or your ass is toast.
Mm-mm.
Not gonna, he's probably got a bomb, he's gonna explode inside of you.
I'm so mad now. Now I don't want to finish watching.
No. You know what? Yeah. I want to say I don't know that he's gay. I wanted to put it out there. Okay. He could be straight, but most likely he's gay because he's in Hollywood. Oh, all the hot guys are like have a gay side.
Darn it.
You remember the father from Family Matters?
Okay, no, he was confirmed gay. That wasn't even that wasn't even speculation. My gaydar was never on him, though. I never thought he was.
Me neither.
Until they told me.
But when they told me that it all connected.
What about all the gay rappers?
I know Puff who Daddy, are Busta the gay. Rhymes, they will. Who are the gay rappers?
I keep hearing Puff Daddy, Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes is gay.
I am so in denial about him.
That's
though.
Not fair. I don't.
Just refuse. I refuse to believe it. But I mean, these are all the butt buddy, like, we're keeping on DL because of course we're big black rapper image, so we can't talk about
prison
that.
Love.
Who else?
There's a little bit of prison.
I don't
love.
Know. Just name anybody. Just name
My
anybody.
God, Busta Rhymes.
You know who I think is gay?
50 Cent?
And who I don't like? Oh, maybe Pretty Ricky. First off, your group's name's Pretty Ricky. How you got one man's name for a whole group of other boys? Like, what? I can't stand
yeah,
him.
That's,
yo.
That's pretty retarded. Like
Pretty Ricky, what they call me.
Pretty Ricky.
I'm sure.
I am Pretty Ricky. I am so pretty.
I don't know. They're trying to get everybody.
So, what's his name? R. Kelly's not gay. He's pissing on young girls, right? He's fine.
I think he's passed. I think he's past clearance.
Luther Vandross was gay. He was a
Usher,
superstar.
Lloyd. I don't want to believe Usher because that's my boo. Lloyd.
I think Usher is gay. Go ahead.
Definitely. Lloyd has the singing gay lisp. Even though I love his album. Woo! But I think he is. Who else? I don't even... The other people I just don't believe because they can list rappers for days. And then they want to talk about people who are gay-ish, like Kanye, based off of clothing.
Really? Is that gay-ish, though, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Who made it? Please don't let me quote the wrong person. Probably
I saw it on
or one of them.
I saw it
no,
on O1LT's site.
But like the number one video and the whole open shirt. Remember he was wearing like the button down open shirt. You could see his chest hairs. The chest hair John Travolta old school thing. Like that is not even cute to me. So I don't know why he tried to pull that. But whatever. You know we're real critical about our artists.
Yeah we are.
Hip-hop, so.
Put your clothes on. Well, there's no problem when Busta Rhymes is topless.
No, because he's fully topless. He's not in a silky white shirt that's buttoned down to his navel. You see how the navel? Either you're going to have your shirt off or you're going to have it on.
That is kind of gay.
That's like wearing a wife beater cut off halfway.
Oh, no.
What are you really saying? That's how bad that is. Like
I have two holes.
50 Cent in a G-Unit wife beater, but it's cut. Mm-mm.
So you're saying 50 Cent is gay?
No, I'm saying if he did wear it like that, that would be a clear given sign. I don't know about 50. I don't know.
Your claims. Queen Latifah?
There are claims. Oh, my gosh. I'm so in denial about her. I don't care if she was Cleo. I don't want her to be gay, but I heard she is. I heard she
because
is.
That's
but
a,
I love her. I
love that's a whole lot of loving, boy, for a woman to handle. There's a big woman right there. I love Queen Latifah. I've been listening to her since her first album.
Yes, ever since I was young. Gotta have people like Queen Latifah. Where are the Queen Latifahs? Where are
they're
you?
Gone. They got cut off bikinis that they're wearing. I mean,
we're on stripper poles.
Yeah, they're wearing thongs and it's crazy. So TV is really fucking shit up.
It really is. I wasn't raised like this.
You weren't, and I appreciate that.
Raised like this.
You are one of the last ones. They will thank you for being on the show with me. I really appreciate it. I'm gonna let you go because I you said, you know, we're probably going to be on for an hour, and I'm about to go to bed.
I told you we were. This is not comedy.
I know.
This is not freshman year.
And then we've been
on.
You got
me out here. It's 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I get up and go to work.
What time is it there?
4:30
Are you serious? I've had you on since 2:30?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. But you're the best. I really
appreciate
it.
No, but you know, I never get to see you.
I know.
I still don't get to see you, but I'm just saying.
I've been... I've been extremely busy. Remember, I was telling you, I've been extremely busy.
And last time you stood me up on our recording.
I did. I apologize. But you know what I was doing?
I was waiting here in my lingerie.
Wait a minute.
Everything.
I was working for Jesus.
Everything. Okay.
And I was cleaning the church and doing all kinds of good things. So you got to give it up to Jesus Christ, all right?
And let's big up to Jesus because I have my Japanese English bilingual Bible now.
Amen. Amen. How do you say amen in Japanese?
Amen.
Oh, just like that?
It's a translated word. Yeah, I mean, it's like the same word. Yes, we do.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Praise him in all languages. It's just beautiful.
How do they say Jesus Christ in Japanese?
Yesu Christo.
Wow, that sounds Spanish.
It does, doesn't it? It might be. I mean, words are loaned out here. There's a lot of import.
Might be Latin. On. That's interesting. They use a lot. Like the French use, you know, some English words like shoes and school. They use those words.
See, I didn't know that.
An iPod, you know. Well, I guess iPod is universal. But anyway, please don't quit on America. I need you by my side.
You know I'll be quitting on America every 2 days.
I don't want
okay?
you to do that. I want you to stick by my side. We got a lot of work to do.
Can somebody get me my free, what's his name? Geraldo, Gennaro, Gelati. I want my free Gennaro Wilson baby t-shirt. Why do I have baby t-shirt?
Should it be,
why you gotta be cute?
Cut off at
why
the navel?
Why gotta be cute? Now the baby tee just fitted. Make sure it's fitted.
Nice and tight. So, wait, what's your breast
nice
size? I meant to ask you previously.
My what?
Your breast size.
What? Are you sending me clothes?
Yes.
I'm not releasing that information.
Well, you might as well. I could take a guess. But
would you like to guess because I'm huge in Japan?
Yeah.
And everyone has something to say about my shirt.
So people talk about your shirts. They say, wow, your
breast. Oh, everybody loves that shirt. I've had so many girls, one all over the world, asked me for that shirt, and they're just like, oh my gosh, I want one. I'm like, but it's okay, you're not in Japan, but that's all right. I've had everybody in Japan ask for the shirt, everybody outside of Japan asked me for the shirt, and then all boys had something smart to say,
of course,
or something to hint at.
I love the shirt. The shirt is amazing. Let me take a guess on the memories. Let's see, I'm looking at the beach picture. Day at the beach.
Oh!
Let's see. Let's see if I can evaluate these. I would say 36 C's.
And you are wrong.
Okay. You don't have... Well, they could be D's. 38...
Yes, they could.
36 D's? 38 D's.
Actually, because I lost back fat,
okay.
Since I've lived in Japan.
That's a good thing.
I was last measured out of 30.
Why would all them fried barbecued vegetables you're eating? You're a stick right now. What's tell me the size about the back fat. What did that help?
Yeah, 34, I guess. They measured me at a 34.
Nice, 34 D. That is outstanding. Maybe we should post a picture, make sure everybody gets a good gander.
No, pay only, okay?
So,
you have to pay for view. Pay per view, people.
That's right. And all the money comes through Dr. Mo at the Danger Zone show.
No, mm-mm.
It's gonna happen. I'm going to give you a lot of business. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And why do people go to the beach in Japan? Do they even go swimming?
Yeah, oh, they love surfing. Swimming, children playing in the sand.
They surf?
Oh my gosh, yes. Love some surfing. And first off, this is where I live. Where I live is like the Atlantic Ocean. It's like we're at Virginia Beach or something like that. That's not even good. You go south, you hit them little islands, you are in the Caribbean of Japan.
Really? Okay, is it that? Is it warm
beautiful.
Out there?
It's warm and it's blue green. It's a place I need to be. Hello.
Wow. What,
cheap tickets.
What's one of the
where are you?
What's one of the islands down there? Like the popular one.
Okinawa is the Hawaii of Japan. Shout out to Okinawa. Shout out to Americans for always trying to populate, take over some stuff, and not give it back.
That's how we roll. I told you that already.
That's how we roll. We're the worst.
I told you that we won't stop. I told you that we won't stop.
Take that. Take that. Literally.
Poor Japanese people. I feel bad for them. It's like, you can't build an army. You can't. I mean, it's going to suck when the terrorists get over there because there's no defense.
No, they can fight only on Japan. Only on Japan you can fight. Literally on Japan.
Only on Japanese soil. They can't go to like some other country or...
No. They cannot fight in another country.
I feel bad.
Only in Japan.
I feel
bad. Obviously, they don't feel bad enough. They would have changed it.
Do you get to work out over there in Japan?
Yes, actually, I do get to work out.
What's your workout? What's your typical workout?
Because I hate exercise, I've recently started working out, I guess last year, or yeah, before I left America, I started. And now I get on the treadmill, which I hate running, but I do it to keep my heart pumping because I don't get to dance as much as I used to. So I want to make sure I don't pass out whenever I do.
Oh my God.
But
I don't think you would pass out unless you didn't eat for 3 days. I mean,
no,
get a good dance on, you know?
Out. The way I dance, I would pass out.
You got a video of you dancing on your site?
No, but I hope to get back. Matter of fact, I'm sure there are miscellaneous videos of me from high school's dance group. I'm sure there are step show videos floating in the world. But I really hope to get a video out of me dancing soon, because I would love to choreograph again. I would love to start a dance crew in Japan, since my favorite show out here is this dance battle show, and they inspire me to dance again. So
that's awesome.
Maybe one day
I gotta get get involved in that business to see if I can make some money in Japan. You gotta help me out.
Come, I'm here.
All right, what do I gotta do? Country music? What?
Come.
Tell me.
Country music is what you want. Country music will be the best. Yes. Get yourself a guitar, some boots. You got to have the image. And then just come and play in the park.
Oh, my God.
And we'll build from there.
Oh, my
God. Or be a DJ. That's what I plan on doing. So
to be a DJ out there?
Yes.
That's hot. I saw your picture of DJing. Are you, you dabble?
No, that was me touching on some turntables.
Oh, you were fucking with somebody's shit. All right, got it.
Yes, yes. Trying to match beats. Shout out to real DJs in the world.
Yeah.
Who are really mixing, scratching, and blending.
It's a lot of work.
Real DJs, not the little digital people that are in the world.
Well, you mean I'm not a real DJ, you're telling me? Is that you're insulting me on the air on my own show?
Yes, and I'm not a real DJ either.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's out in the open. May I call you 34D? Now that
no,
we're personal?
You may not.
Now that we're no, on the personal not. Level, I may not? All right.
No.
Daewoo, thanks so much for being on the show. All right.
I miss you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. It's always a pleasure. It's been a while.
I don't want to go. I don't know when I'll hear you again.
You will. I promise you. You don't worry about that. I'm working on a big project right now. It's really taking a lot of my time. So I'm glad we can.
Well, get it done so you can go on vacation.
That's right. Maybe I'll head out to Japan.
You need to come, because you didn't even invite me to go to the Caribbean, but I see how you roll. That is fine.
Do you have your passport
keep
even?
My 34 D's to myself.
Okay, watch yourself now. Watch out now. Happily, happily, happily. All right. I will be talking with you soon, I promise. Look out for the show.
Bye. I will.
Good. You have a wonderful night and a great day tomorrow.
Free Gennaro.
He is innocent. Tell Gina and Marlo they know it.
Giving head is not illegal.
It's not right. Go to Wilson. What is it? Free Wilson? Wilson
free
petition?
Free Wilson free head.
WilsonAppeal.com. I'm going to have the website on the show notes. Thanks for being on the show, Daewoo.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
Anytime.
All right. Peace. Good night.
Good morning.
Good morning. You better go to bed. I'm going to let you go. I'm so sorry for keeping you so late. I'm sorry. And you know what? It was worse than you thought it was going to be in the first place, which is why I feel even worse. But
what?
Because you thought an hour, and it's like 2+.
But it's you. I know it's... This is college, okay? You know, this is college right
good,
now.
Good. You should be up and away in 45 minutes then. You'll be all right. You'll make it. Good night, Dick.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. I'm gonna take it right into the